was a black-capped chickadee that seemed to be chattering its congratulations at the moment he finished the whirligig. He contemplated his work over lunch. It was three times the size of the others he'd built. The pinwheels on the front, snipped and fashioned from soda cans, stood becalmed. Likewise, the dozen propellers made from golf motif coasters, linoleum scraps, license plates, and lobster trap slats. On the blades of one four-bladed model, he'd painted Leah's four-part name. He considered the plywood rendition of her face. It was the most faithful of the four he'd made. For the first time, he'd given her a slight smile, painstakingly copied from her photograph. The head was large, giving him room to glue sea glass and red reflectors in her hair. Her skin glistened. Because it was Maine, he'd given the wood an extra coat of varnish. He drilled holes in shells and made her a necklace, hanging it over her head along with a set of wind chimes he'd rescued from the dump. Maine summers, like dawn colors, were brief. Darkness and winter predominated. Leah's life had been similarly short. But his clacking, flashing, jingling memorial would give off sound and color all year, holding back the tide of death. It was a kinetic gravestone, painted in ever-blooming greens and yellows and reds. Leah would not be swallowed up.
Once again, I think Mrs. Zamora's idea is working out just the way she wanted it to. These whirligigs Brent is making in Leah's memory will keep a piece of her alive and out there in the world. They'll keep her spirit from being swallowed up and forgotten. This last whirligig sounds really cool, and I think it's great that Brent designed it on his own. I guess he's learned something from Mr. Howlett, the guy who runs the campground. Just like Mr. Howlett did with his office, Brent has built this whirligig from a bunch of things he found lying around. Let's go on to the last paragraph on page 125, starting with, "He walked to the cove."
He walked to the cove. He wanted it mounted there and liked the idea that the first winds to come ashore from the Pacific, Gulf, and Atlantic would turn his whirligigs. He spent an hour hunting for a site that was far